Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Abracadabra, Create What You Speak, with Ilan Azulay, only on LA Talk Radio.
בסוף הכל מתנקז אליי, עניין של זוויות. אני לא מבין רמזים אולי, צבעים ואותיות. מבט חטוף אל עצמי ודי, רק לא להסתכל. מה שבפנים כבר בפנים מדי, קוראים לזה הרגל. מתי אלמד לבחור נכון, להאמין, לראות שטוב, בלי להביט שוב לאחור, לבחור נכון. אותו הכל מדבר אליי, פוגש בי בלילות, הולך מבלי להבין לאן, האם ידע לחזור. מבט חטוף מסביב ודי, יותר כבר לא אפור. יש ילד שמסתכל עליי, קוראים לזה לגדול. מתי אלמד לבחור נכון, להאמין, לראות שטוב, חבר אליי, עניין של חלומות, אם מתעורר בדיוק בזמן, אולי אוכל לזכור. אומרים יש מי ששומר עליי, נותן לי את הכוחות, עוד לא מצאתי תשובה, אבל קוראים לזה לחיות.
Welcome to Abracadabra, Create What You Speak. I'm Ilan Azulay. I'm your host, spiritual mentor, sound therapist with Tibetan bowls, voice and words for you who are ready to reclaim your power, to remember your gifts and your dreams and to shine them to the world and to you. And today I am blessed, happy to host Rabbi Eyal Ris from Tzfat Kabbalah Center. The Tzfat Kabbalah Center is in Israel, and Tzfat is the capital of the Upper Galilee, a very spiritual place, thousands of years been a center, the epicenter of spiritual life, where many rabbis and many Kabbalists and sages have practiced and lived and buried. And I really hope that this show will give you a light into this spiritual epicenter. So if you are going to Israel, a trip or moving there even better, put it on your calendar, put it and put a note to visit Tzfat Kabbalah Center first. It really will give you a whole new perspective about everything, about choosing right, and about the connection, your spiritual connection back to yourself. I really hope you enjoy that and have a wonderful day. See you soon.
The sun is about to set. Being here on the roof of the Tzfat Kabbalah Center, looking at the sunset over Mount Meron, we can understand why our sages and the Kabbalists taught us that the Divine Presence, the Shekhinah as it's called in Kabbalah, is in the west. Looking at the ancient Tzfat cemetery below us, looking at the old city, the old houses, the ancient houses from the 16th century, you can feel what the Kabbalists meant when they said that the air of Tzfat opens up the hidden channels in your soul, enabling you to connect with the most profound teachings in the Kabbalah like in no other place in the world but Tzfat. This is another sunset over Mount Meron. Every day this winter, and this is winter time here in Tzfat, we're able to see the sky, the blue sky, turn to red, orange, burgundy, many different colors and shades of red and blue over the ancient houses of the holy and mystical city of Tzfat, the home and birthplace and center of Kabbalah, the Jewish spiritual and mystical tradition.
It started raining. I can't
really
believe it.
Oh my.
No, but it's good. I'm outside in the garden and I felt a little drop.
Well, we're here. We're sitting here. Thank you, Rabbi Eyal Ris from the Kabbalah Center of Tzfat, the capital of the Upper Galilee in Israel. Thank you for being here and thank you for bringing this light. You have a light, bright star behind you that is a reflection of light from the water. So it's just a perfect... In every broadcast, you have a beautiful halo or something that brings the light out.
God is with us.
Thank you. Thank you so much. So first I want to make the distinction between the organization, the Kabbalah Center, and this is the Kabbalah Center of Tzfat, mm-hmm. that is completely different and really brings the authenticity and the true growth, the true spiritual growth of Kabbalah and Judaica studies. So, Rabbi Ris, thank you very much for being here and for bringing your time. So, let's dive in. Let's dive into this beautiful world. Can you share with us? You are doing a lot of work, a lot of groups in Tzfat. Could you share us about the Kabbalah and about your work and how you got to this?
First of all, shalom, Ilan, and I'm very honored to be hosted at your radio show, radio broadcast. It's really an honor for me. And
the honor is mine. Thank you.
So the first comment I'd like to make is our name, our official name for center is the Tzfat Kabbalah Center.
Ah, thank you.
And I think with this, the composition of these three words in English, I think... actually reflect on who we are. It's a Tzfat Kabbalah, which means the authentic Kabbalah of years, of thousands of years. of Kabbalah study in Tzfat by the greatest scholars of all times. Those were the Kabbalists of the generations of the different paradigms of the Kabbalah that were downloaded from the heavens, from above, you know, by humans' minds and souls, down to this world. They were written, the text, the ancient text, the Zohar, the interpretations on the Zohar, the different paradigms of the understanding of the secrets of the Torah, of the Zohar, and so on. All this work was done in Tzfat by the greatest Kabbalists, even if the medieval years, like 16th century, like the Holy Ari, Rabbi Isaac Luria, Rabbi Moshe Cordovero, later on by their disciples and students, of course, mentioning the prior to that time, of course, it's Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, author of the Zohar, and his students. This is what we're sharing. It's the Tzfat Kabbalah. And another thing about not just the title, but even the pronunciation, we rather use the Kabbalah, the Hebrew version of the pronunciation, which is, you know, Kabbalah sounds very American.
That's right.
But the main thing I want to share is that really we share the insights, the inspiration, the meaningfulness, the depth of the authentic spiritual teachings. You know what? From biblical times, really and truly, you know, up until these very days, in a very accurate and a very meaningful and deep spiritual, and yet a way that corresponds with life, with real life, here in Israel, in Tzfat, and with the rest of the world as well.
Tzfat, capital of the Galilee. Home to some of the greatest Jewish sages whose influence transcended the physical realm and whose teachings make a worldwide impact. A mystical city that has been sharing Jewish thought and global spirituality for centuries is now emerging as an international cultural and creative beacon of enlightenment. Here at the heart of the old city in Tzfat, in a charming three-story building, lies the Tzfat Kabbalah Center. Established by the Jewish Federation of Palm Beach County, the center welcomes tens of thousands of tourists who visit Tzfat annually, offering them cultural and spiritual experiences, as well as creative tourist and learning programs.
It's wonderful. It's going to what we talked earlier, that to reiterate to people and to people that I work with, that everything physical has a spiritual reason and source. Everything that we experience in this realm, in what we are experiencing now around the world with all the pressure and the negativity that rises, and it is an encouragement that as high the negativity is, so is the positivity. So is the positivity that comes. It's how we choose to look at things. And
I tell you what, even in Genesis, in the Bible,
yeah,
we read it amidst the Garden of Eden. In the Garden of Eden, there was the tree of knowledge of good and evil, good and the opposite. Early days of humanity, when there was just one human being, Adam, and then there was Eve, right? There was the good and the opposite. It's our choice, and always has been our choice, to choose between good and evil, not just in our deeds, in our minds, in our souls. Which channel you rather connect with, a positive thinking, or God forbid, the opposite. But I tell you something. What helps and enables a person to make the right decision, the good decision, to choose, that's the freedom of choice. What is God telling us? It's also in the Mishnah, the famous oral Torah, oral tradition, which is called the Ethics from the Fathers, Pirkei Avot. What does it say? Rabbi Akiva, the teacher of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, author of the Zohar, the classical text of Kabbalah from the second century. Rabbi Akiva, the teacher, he was also a great Kabbalist, Rabbi Akiva, as we know from so many sources. He says, everything is foreseen. Everything is foreseen. Everything is like a divine plan. Yet the freedom of choice is granted for humans. It's up to us. At any given situation, regardless of, you know what, what's happening outside, the terror, the fear, the whatever, the anxiety, I don't know, whatever goes outside there, you know, like riots and who knows what else, you know, in this world we're living in today. But it doesn't matter. Let it be an earthquake, let it be something, I don't know what, you know. It's our choice. Which channel of broadcast, right?
Like, so you're saying it doesn't really matter. I mean, you have here riots and you have people that are nervous and are fleeing. I mean, we have, you know, here anti-Semitism that is rising because the asafsuf, the, how do you say this in English?
If it's a nice word.
You know, the people that just they live on negativity. So when there is some kind of an uprise, they just join, come in, and just let's make noise. And so there is this anti-Semitism that is happening, and people are nervous, and people are upset, and people are, you know, like I gave you the example earlier, when you knock your thumb on the door, your whole body is a thumb. You know, so it's kind of hard sometimes to see through, and. Because the Yetzer Hara, the evil inclination, is keep putting us filters in front of our eyes.
Let me provide you with a slogan for these days. Don't break up, break through. All right?
Wow, that's wonderful.
I agree. But this is coming from my wife, by the way. She's
That's why it's wonderful.
It's one of it's even beautiful. But I tell you something. Look. All of reality, it always has been like that. As an outer dimension and an inner dimension. We call it lights and vessels in Kabbalah. We have the body, okay, and we have the soul. You know what? Even the device that I'm using right now, which people call a smartphone, you know, it has a hardware, it has a software. You don't see the software. You'll never see the software. You can break it into tiny little pieces of glass and metal and plastic, but you won't see the the software. It's not something you see. You know, and you don't even see the programmer. Where is he? I have a Samsung. I mean, where is he? In South Korea. Where is he? We don't see him either, you know. We just see the facade. What I'm seeing is just a facade. We see the facade of reality, you know. We see this and we see that. But what about the inner dimension? The inner, you know what? Not just dimension. Let's use another word. The inner mechanism. What's behind it? What's the plan? What's the idea? You know something? In modern science these days, you know, quantum physics, whatever it is, or other approaches, you know, to, you know what, philosophy of science or reality, whatever. What's highlighted very often is the effect of the observer. Of the observation itself, it's like creating a reality, you know. So it is up to us to observe. It's up to our observation, even just an observation, to make an effect on reality. You know what? And it all starts with us, on our own reality. You know, how do you choose to observe, to experience, to interpret, you know, that you see? The Baal Shem Tov, of blessed memory, the Baal Shem Tov, the founder of the Hasidic movement, but he actually was the persona, the rabbi, the sage, you know, who some 300 years ago downloaded, you know, the inner wisdom of Kabbalah, the inner teachings, the innermost paradigm of Kabbalah available to humans and to all humans, the truth, you know. So the Baal Shem Tov teaches that everything a person sees or hears about or of or sees with his own eyes or hears with his own eyes, with his own ears, is by divine providence. There is a divine providence behind all these events. And it's up to us to derive the right lesson from it. That's what the Baal Shem Tov teaches. From everything a person observes, sees, hears about, you know, he has to derive a lesson as of how to go about things. Everything is a lesson in life.
That's true. Everything is an opportunity that we can, like you said, we can go here or we can go here. So for you who are watching, when you arrive to Israel, you arrive to Tzfat, the capital of the Upper Galilee, where the sages and artists and the Tzfat Kabbalah Center is located. That would be, I really recommend, that is the first dip that one should take, or one ought to take. Not should, but ought to take. And it is, you have an online academy, you have groups, tourists, they're coming from all over the world. Started, right?
Ilan, I want to take your words a step further, a step forward. What I want to say, is not when you come to Israel. No. What you actually said between the lines, and I heard, and I want to just highlight it and share it with the world or with our listeners, I want to say, we have a good reason for any person to get on a plane and come here. Because Tzfat spirituality is a different place. It's a place for spiritual wellness for every human being. When the sky opens, just buy yourself a ticket. Get to Tzfat and boost your soul. Because this is what it does. It's a spiritual vortex. It's a spiritual site on planet Earth. Always has been like that. Yeah. Just that with the years, it's now more opening and opening. That's a very positive thing which is happening. It's a process of the opening of the depth of reality, of humanity, of the soulful human experience and consciousness through Kabbalah to all. So at our center, which is in the heart of the old city of Tzfat. Old city, I mean a city of thousands of years. You see ancient houses around you. The environment, the surroundings, the vicinity is magnificent. It's the Galilee. It's beautiful. It's the high hills and the pure air and the you know what? Enchanted.
Disenchanted. Absolutely.
I can't even, not enough words in English to describe, you know, the feeling, you know, and everything. And what it does to the person. So we offer retreats. We offer programs, seminars, learning online. Please, before you arrive, let's start learning, understanding, you know, what it's all about. You know, and then you see it and you feel it with your own body and soul. You know, you vibrate when you come to Tzfat. And that's what happens to many people. They come as tourists. We have a tourist center. So we do tours and we do learning and we do meditations and we do music and we do art and we do all these great experiences, you know, for all. And once a person visits, sometimes it's just for an hour because that's his itinerary as a tourist. You know, what can he do? You know, visit Tzfat. So he comes and he enjoys something, but then he comes back and he stays in touch and God bless. So this is how we function. This is what we are. This is what our center does. You can find us online in tzfatkabbalah.org. Tzfat Kabbalah Center. These are the three words. Tzfat is T-Z-F-A-T. And that's a spelling. That's one of, I don't know how many. Dozens of spellings, but that's the real one.
Yeah, I will put these links online. Rabbi Reese, we just got a little taste, and I want to leave it with this taste because when there is a taste for more, and this is I will put also the video. There's going to be the video that I'm going to put for the Kabbalah Center for the Tzfat Kabbalah Center.
Fantastic.
For the Tzfat Kabbalah Center.
You learned something.
I learn every day. Thank you. Now, this is really a wonderful experience. I can just share that I've met last year it was, or 2 years ago, something like that.
And, I think a year ago.
Yeah. And I was just fascinated. I was just fascinated is an earthly term, I think, you know. Fascinated is has to do with all the senses of the bodily existence. I'm talking about the enchantment. That's really what it is. It's really enchanting. Now I've been on and on in spiritual journeys and learning, but never. I always feel that there is more. There is always more. There is always more. And really, it is a choice to be in a certain place. And when I'm in a spiritual place, and when you, some of you are experiencing that you are in a spiritual zone, nothing matters. Nothing matters, and everything can happen, but there is a guiding hand. So a guiding hand through what is happening. Also through what we're going through now, you know, as we talked earlier, people are coming back to Israel. People are afraid now to travel. Of course, the skies are closed for non-Israelis, but God willing, soon it'll be open for you to go and to experience, to go online and to experience really what it is to have a spiritual guidance in a different country, and not just in a different country, but in the epicenter of the spiritual presence. You know, it is just an experience that is really unexplainable.
So the first time I personally heard of the term corona, which happens to be the name of the virus, is actually in the Torah portion, in the Torah, in the five books of Moses, in the book of Exodus, in the weekly portion called Bo, where God is instructing regarding the Passover offering. It's the lamb that we used to eat at the time of the Holy Temple. God is saying the following, and I'll read in Hebrew. Al tochlu mimenu na ki im tzli esh. Do not eat it raw. Do not eat the meat alive, raw. But only if it's fully cooked, grilled on a fire. The question is, we're introduced to a new word here in Scripture that was never brought before in the Torah. And the word is the Hebrew word na. What is na? We read in the commentary of Rashi, Rabbi Shlomo Yitzchaki, commentary to the Torah written about 1,000 years ago in France, Germany. Rashi writes the following. He says, what is the word na? He says, in Hebrew he says, Kol she'eino tzalui kol tzorko, koro na. That's in Hebrew. All that which is not fully cooked, in other words, a living meat, a raw meat, korona, is called na in Hebrew. That's the Hebrew korona, meaning it's called na. And by divine providence, as everything is by divine providence, the time where we're reading this Torah portion in the Bible is exactly the time when the plague burst and we heard the term corona for the first time in media. Everything is by divine providence, and the truth is that there's a specific instruction from God to all humanity. All humanity. Part of what's called the seven Noahide laws, the seven laws of God to all humanity, as appear in the Bible, it was given at Sinai, Mount Sinai, that humans, all humans, should not eat a living animal. If one wants to eat meat, it's perfectly allowed. But the animal has to be fully dead first. Killed in the most humanitarian way, not to make it suffer, God forbid. Slaughter it, kill it in a way that the animal doesn't suffer. But when it's fully dead, then you can start dealing with it, cook it, eat it. But not to eat a limb removed from a living animal. So we see the connection. Now, everything that happens in the world, all world affair, whether it's spiritual thing, physical thing, whatever it is, big or small, it's all in the Torah and in the words of God that are in the Torah. Further, it's interesting, the word corona, by divine providence, as we know, it really means a crown in English. Crown, we learn in Kabbalah, we look here in this model, which is called the tree of life. It's like the faculties of the soul. It's like a human body. Crown is here. Crown represents like the aura surrounding us.
It's inspiration. It's a willpower, faith. It's a connection with that which is above. So it could be that it is a call now to all humanity to connect with that which is above, with the root and essence of all moral and ethical values, spiritual values that make us better human beings. And in the merit of that, from now on, definitely we shall see only good things in each and every person, individual life, and of course, in collective life of all humanity. Thank you.
Eyal Ris and his team, they are providing groups and teachings for thousands of people a year, right? Like 10,000 people a year?
We host in a regular year tens of thousands of people.
Oh my God, yeah.
40,000, 50,000, just people that are participating in our programs. We have big staff of people that speak different languages and take care of all this demand, you know, online. We teach a lot online. We have the Tzfat Kabbalah Academy. We teach, I'll just show here on the video, we have the Zohar teachings. This is the great Zohar.
Yeah.
It's called the Pre-Edition. It's the works of Professor Daniel Matt and his team. That now
in California.
From California.
Yeah.
The teachings, the inner teachings of Kabbalah are now available.
This
like
is
in an unprecedented way. It's like unbelievable.
To have this in English, I would just talk about it in Hebrew. To have it in English, it's like...
The English is an authentic adaptation of the words, of the meaningfulness, you know, in Hebrew. I see it, you know, I read English, God bless, and I read Aramaic, which is the ancient language, yeah. The authentic... the language of the Zohar and of course Hebrew, and I see it's an amazing work in English, but it's also available in other languages. I have to say, Zohar is now printed in Spanish that I have, in other languages.
You find that the spiritual download happens in whatever language. Is that you find it different? I mean, you can't tell somebody, okay, go learn Hebrew in order for you to get really the...
I tell you what, the answer is yes. Because that download, what is a download? Let's think for a second. Even now, if somebody hears this broadcast, let's say on a radio, so of course there's an antenna, there's an aerial, and there's a download because it connects with... Every human can do that. Every person has a soul. You know, the soul connects, vibrates, hears and download down into this world. I want to tell you another thing about download, and maybe this will be the last thing I'll share for today. You know, a main criteria of Torah study. What is Torah? Torah is the divine wisdom of God. It's the essence of the divine, which is revealed in words. Okay, the five books of Moses, Genesis. You know, when you read the Torah study, which is what we have always been about, you know, we always, people of the book, we always study Torah and so on for thousands of years, you know, it's like part of our souls, part of our being. So it's something very spiritual. You know, how do you study? Study with your mind, right? You meditate, you contemplate, the deepening of the mind, you immerse yourself in this divine energy of the words of God, you know, it's like, wow. But then again, the criteria of how to perform properly the duty, the precept, right, of the study of the Torah is, of course, you got to speak the words out as well. That's the real download.
Mm-hmm.
Because it starts with, okay, your soul connects with that which is above.
Mm-hmm.
But then when you speak the words out, the movement of the lips is like an action, you know. So it's not just in the spiritual realm, but also connect to your very physicality, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you also share it and bring it down to the world with the vibrations of the words that come out from your mouth. It is unbelievable. So, of course, in every language.
And then you also hear it back. I find it in a different dimension. You hear yourself back. It's a whole different...
But that, just imagine, just like there are, you know, there's a spectrum of lights, you know, that you don't really see with your eyes in a cognitive way.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot
mm-hmm.
see below what's called the infrared or above the ultraviolet,
yeah.
right? Same thing with sounds. There are certain sounds you don't hear. But so what if you don't hear? They're here.
They're here, that's right.
They're here. They're present, and it affects your soul. It affects everything, every experience, you know. It's a reality. The sounds that you don't hear, what if you don't? Your soul hears, our soul hears the divine words, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then from the soul, it comes down to the body. This is why it's called, in Hebrew, it's called mazal. What is mazal? Mazal is one of the higher levels of the soul, like the essence of the soul. Mazal in Hebrew, it comes, the Hebrew word mazal is associated with the Hebrew word nozel. That's a really the root.
It trickles down, right?
Exactly. And it trickles down and comes down to your body. So the soul experiences certain things above. You don't hear it with your physical ears. You don't see it with your physical eyes. But the soul, which is those levels of the soul which are above the body,
that's right.
altogether, totally above, hears, tunes, and then it drips down and
that's right.
I feel something.
So I want people to understand now, when you hear the word Mazel Tov, so you understand yes. that it's a good trickling of the divine
Absolutely.
Providence.
Exactly.
Right down. That's what Mazel Tov is.
That should be. That's the blessing, that it should be materialized. It should be realized.
Yeah, yeah,
it shouldn't
amen,
just be the spiritual realm, but to be Mazel Tov may drip down in a positive way. But this reminds me that it started dripping here.
It started dripping, and Mazel Tov on the new Zohar book that you just received. And it's almost Shabbat, so I know you have to leave. And I will put all the information for everyone. If you have any questions, you can reach me, and I will reach you back to Eyal or to Rabbi Eyal, or we'll put all the links.
Rabbi Shabbat Eyal,
shalom. Shabbat shalom.
Looking forward to seeing you in person soon.
Bezrat amen, Hashem. Amen. Bezrat Hashem. Thank you very much.
Bye. All the best.
Bye-bye. Ditraot, Eyal. Toda rabah. Thank you.
בסוף הכל מתנקז אליי עניין של זוויות אני לא מבין רמזים אולי צבעים ואותיות מבט חטוף אל עצמי ודי רק לא להסתכל מה שבפנים כבר בפנים מדי קוראים לזה הרגל מתי אלמד לבחור נכון להאמין לראות שטוב בלי להביט שוב לאחור לבחור אותו הכל מדבר אליי פוגש בי בלילות הולך מבלי להבין לאן האם ידע לחזור מבט חטוף מסביב ודי יותר כבר לא אפור יש ילד שמסתכל עליי קוראים לזה לגדול מתי אלמד לבחור נכון להאמין לראות שטוב בלי להביט שוב לאחור מתי אלמד לבחור נכון להאמין לראות שטוב הכל מתחבר אליי עניין של חלומות אם מתעורר בדיוק בזמן אולי אוכל לזכור אומרים יש מי ששומר עליי נותן לי את הכוחות עוד לא מצאתי תשובה אבל קוראים לזה לחיות
Listening to Abracadabra, create what you speak with Ilan Azulay.